Ashley Kaler, the first-year head coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, is joining us here as we take a look at the upcoming season for the Wildcats. And the show again brought to you here today by Gatorade and at Corn Belt Telephone. And Coach Kaler, appreciate you joining us here today. And I'm going to welcome you to our girls basketball preview show. First time on the show with us, so we appreciate your time here today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to work with you guys. You guys do some great things, so it's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. The excitement goes the same way as well. I've heard a lot of good things about you and how things are going over there. So looking forward to kind of seeing you and getting to know you and work with you this year as well. We'll start there, Coach. Give us a little background on Ashley Kaler and your background in basketball.
Well, I'm originally from Eldor, New Providence. It no longer exists. It's called South Hardin now. So I played 4 years there, excelled on some pretty, you know, high quality teams there. You know, we never made it to state, but we were pretty successful in the long run for basketball there. But played a lot of sports. I played four sports in high school. And, you know, that was the best time I had, was that those high school experiences there. And then I graduated from UNI and I moved to Newton. So I come from Newton and I've coached a lot of middle school. I coached at South Hardin. I started off my career real young. I started off when I was 18 and just graduated basically. And then the winter, looking for something to do as I was at college because I just went close from home. And they hired me as the middle school basketball coach there. So I started off real young and coached 7th and 8th grade girls basketball there. And then I eventually moved up to the JV coach and assistant varsity for South Hardin. And did that for about 8 years then. Had experience with that. And then I moved to Newton. So when I went to Newton, I coached, 6 years at the middle school level and 1 year of assistant varsity at Newton. This is my first time as a head coach for girls basketball, but I have been a head girls varsity softball coach at Newton and at South Hardin for 12 years. And then I wrapped up my career at Newton as the girls head golf coach. So I've had that varsity experience in that 4A level, but this is my first experience as a varsity girls basketball coach.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of experience, though, on the basketball courts. Through all of that experience, what type of a style have you developed that you want to see the Wildcats play this year?
I think each year it kind of depends, too, about what you have out on your team. You know, you want to be successful for your team. What style I want to bring to Glidden is definitely using our speed to our advantage. We have a lot of quick girls on this team, pushing the ball up the court, really using that speed, a lot of movement with it. I mean, never standing still, and adding that shot clock too into the mix now. That's going to be a different part of the game that you have to get used to. But moving it around, changing my defenses a lot, and just using that speed with the girls that I have.
Let's talk about the staff before we start breaking down the roster a little bit. Have you had a chance, and I'm sure you have with practices started, what's the staff going to look like?
My staff today is going to be Taylor Woosley. I think you might know her, Jeff. She's
I do.
Girl grad, and she said hi, so I'm supposed to make sure you let her know that she's our coach. So she's going to coach, help out with me for my staff. And then team-wise, we break down with 12 girls, 6 freshmen, 4 juniors, and 2 seniors.
Well, tell Taylor I say hi back, and it'll be good to get to work with her. And what have you learned about these 12 girls? You're pretty much a week into practice now. What have you learned about the 12 girls on the roster this year?
They're just excited to, you know, start basketball. A lot of them played volleyball, so they had a very successful season in volleyball. So, and they work well together. You know, 12 is a small number, but they're 12 girls that all work together, and they mesh very well together. And you know, they're friends on and off the court, which is a great thing to deal with or have. And it's been fun to just see them grow. I mean, I watched them play volleyball, but just to see them on the basketball court, it's just fun too, because they just bring a lot of passion to the game.
Competitive group as well. I think that's going to benefit in the style you want to play.
Yes, for sure. I mean, definitely competitive. I mean, from top to bottom, the seniors have been great and the freshmen are just there, right there, competitive with it. And yeah, I mean, but I want to be the, you know, the most competitive team out there. I told the girls, you know, I want people to walk in the gym and say, oh man, that's that Glidden Ralston team. And they're, you know, they're scrappy, they're competitive, and they're putting it all out there every night.
So I know that you're still in that first week of practice, so you probably haven't got starters or anything like that decided yet, as that'll be decided, I'm sure, probably closer to game number one. But let's talk position battles. Who are the kids fighting out for the guard spots and maybe the wings in your offense?
We have, you know, 4 girls that are back from last year. I mean, that saw a lot of playing time. So we have Paige and Vanessa, Tyla and Liz that all played, you know, a lot of minutes last time. So they're all battling, you know, for that spot. what we're going to do and where they can fit in. And then we have some youngins that have been showing some nice things. We have Cassidy and Ashton. They've been showing some really nice things. They'll probably battle out there for, you know, that spot. We also have Riley and Brenna, who they've been on the team last year too, that are showing some good things. So, you know, finding that fifth girl is going to be a battle, and we might not know right away either who it might end up being towards the end of the year. So that's kind of exciting to see how we can throw different lineups in, and if we can be a little bit bigger or a little smaller and a little quicker. So when you only have 12 of them, they all compete for all those positions.
Do you want your girls to be able to play pretty much all five positions if you need them there?
And I want them to be multi-athletes when it comes to any position. You know, Liz and Paige, they're bigger girls, and obviously they'll play a little bit more post-wise. But no, I mean, I think with our style of offense too, it's going to put those girls in all sorts of positions. You're going to see some posts outside. You're going to see some guards inside. So, yeah, we definitely want them to know every position, and they're definitely going to play every position.
You mentioned Paige and Liz as two of the girls that could see some time in the post. Who else might be battling for those spots?
Brenna has some possibility of battling in there. Also, you know, we're not huge. Vanessa, you know, she's not super, super tall or a big post as what you would say, but she's athletic enough and she jumps out of the gym and she's strong. So, you know, you might see her down there once in a while too. And possibly Cassidy a little bit too. She's a little bit head taller than some of them too. So we're not huge. So a lot of girls are going to have to go down and play post or rebound. So
the schedule, a lot of these teams probably going to be new for you. Have you had a time to kind of sit down and study the schedule that's upcoming for the Wildcats this year?
Yeah, a little bit. Luckily, you know, I've watched a lot of film on it and just, you know, speaking to the girls, too, of what is out there. Obviously, Xyra, you know, comes in from going to state last year. Some of these teams have lost some players, but there are more that are coming right in. So Xyra and Coon Rapids and, you know, Woodbine and Cam, you know, I think they're the front runners up of the conference, you know, and I think we fall right in there too. So I think in any given night, it's going to be, I mean, it's a tough little conference. Any night, anybody's willing to, you know, show up and play. You never, just never know. So I'm learning. I'm, you know, this, I laugh because I don't know this area very well. So, I mean, my husband laughs because we drive on a road and we're like, we've never been on this road in our whole life. So I'm learning it. It's, you know, the conference-wise, so.
Sounds like you have a pretty good idea about the conference this year. Did you get a lot of that from the film, or was a lot of that just knowledge that the girls already had?
Yeah, I mean, kind of a little bit of both. I mean, I watched a lot of film and just studied their game and, you know, games that they've played, and then just the girls. I mean, they've, you know, they'll fill you in of who's got what and what's coming back, and you know, they're pretty knowledgeable of their conference and what games mean a lot to them and what opponents they want to go after and all that fun stuff.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. As I mentioned early on, looking forward to getting a chance to work with you this year and watch your team play, and can't wait to get over there and cover a Wildcat game here soon.
Yeah, we're excited. We can't wait to get going. So we're excited to have you guys, and we welcome anybody out there. Come watch Glidden-Ralston.
Absolutely. Fill the gym, that is for sure. I know you have a fill the gym night with Booyer Valley, I think, early in the season, if memory serves me correct.
Yes, there's a couple of them, I think, this year. I think one, they're going to do like a blue out, too, in January. So they're going to try to fill it with a lot of blue.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach, I appreciate it. Best of luck this upcoming season.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Head coach Ashley Kaler again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats will step away, take a break, back with more of our basketball preview show with the high school girls in our area. We'll talk South Central Calhoun. That's coming up next here on KCIM.